Feeling good. It's great to get out there. I mean, you don't want to be in the training room just focusing every day. Just taking it day by day, obviously doing everything possibly I can out there. Having a great time competing, being out there with the offense again, going against the defense, having a blast so far, and just looking forward every single day.
Some guys go through some injuries and they get a little bit nervous because they don't want to re-injure again. Is that in your head a little bit these few days?
I mean, the surgery was a while ago, and that's when you take everything slow process. I mean, there's definitely no hurry, and that's what the whole offseason was for, to get right, get healthy. And the trainers did a great job, worked with them a lot, and just took it week by week, day by day. And I'm out there practicing right now. Everything's going well, and just having a blast out there, working hard every day and getting better.
Are you 100%? Are you
100%? Whether it be the red carpet, reality shows, it's hard to get focused, whether, you know, like training camp came around.
It's training camp time. When it's football time, it's all football. Nothing but football. Always excited for football, and I'm glad to be back. I mean, missed the locker room, missed the teammates, missed competing versus the defense. And so far the last 2 days, having a lot of fun out there competing as hard as we can. Everyone's getting better, just focusing on my job, and that's all I care about, my job out on the football field.
Are you 100%?
100%. I mean, I'm out there every day. I mean, what does it look like? I mean, I'm going pretty hard.
Judge.
I'm going hard.
I mean, mentally, you don't think about it at all to make sure, okay, is it okay?
Mentally, I'm out there. Mentally, what I'm mentally preparing is my plays every single day. Getting out there, trying to get better. Getting out there, making sure I do the right things. I'm not trying to think of anything else besides getting right, getting my play down, getting my route down, getting my block assignment down, just getting better.
So no ankle
statistically,
at all. Not thinking about it at all.
That's good. I mean, you saw me out there, so I'm doing well. And every day, just take it day by day. And I'm out there going full right now, so you guys can tell. You guys can judge yourself.
How frustrating was it last year in the Super Bowl not to be able to do what you normally could have done?
This is training camp now. This is 2012 we're in, new season, just trying to get better. And that's all I care about looking forward. Just all I care about is tomorrow now, just trying to get better tomorrow, not looking in the past at all, and trying to get better this whole camp.
You had a wild summer. Recently, some photos of Tom Brady Cliff diving. What do you think about Tom Brady doing something like that?
I didn't even know about that. And it's Tom. He can do what he wants to do, and you can ask him about it. So, I mean, I didn't even know about it. So I'm just focused here in training camp now. I'm just football, football, football. That's all.
Would you do it yourself?
I did it, like, when I was 12 years old, yeah. Not anymore, no.
Hey, Russ, statistically, you had a season last year. Killing me up there,
yeah. Wait, well, I just had two. What was that?
Sorry. Has anybody on the coaching staff talked to you about anything that happened during the offseason in terms of, you know, we need to tone it down and we're sort of concerned about what your offseason activities?
You can ask the coaches that. And it's football time now, and that's all I'm worried about. Football, 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 getting better out on the field every day. All I focus on is football. I love the game. That's my number one passion.
But the coaches would have talked to you, so if we're asking you, what would your answer be?
Talk to the coaches.
Coming off an injury pretty successfully, how much of your game would you say is mental opposed to physical?
It all starts with your mental aspect of the game. Obviously, if you go out there and you don't know the plays right there, you don't know what you're doing out there. You're thinking you can't do what you physically want to do. So it starts all in the study game, all in the playbook, knowing your plays, knowing your routes, knowing your blocking assignments, where you just have them down mentally. So right when you go out on the field, you can just perform how you perform without thinking what to do out on the field. So it all starts in the office. It all starts studying the playbook. That's where it begins. So you can get out there and just do what you got to do.
With that in mind, how different is this offense with the Daniels?
Daniels is a great coach, and just out there, whatever he puts out, I mean, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to perform to what Coach McDaniels wants me to, whatever he puts out. And great coach, love playing for him and having a great time out here with him.
Looking back on it now that you say you're back, was this injury really that serious? Because you didn't really say that much during the offseason. Was this a serious injury to you?
I think all surgeries are serious. If it's minor, if it's major, it's a surgery. So you just got to rehab it. You got to do the right thing for it. You got to take it day by day, week by week, make sure you're doing the right things with the trainers. And I believe we did that, did a great job. And now I'm out here practicing, going full go, and having a great time.
Rob, how excited were you to sign that contract that keeps you here potentially for a very long time?
That was about 2 months ago. I mean, I'm in training camp now. I mean, just here to play football, that's all. Not thinking about anything else.
Summer of Gronk is over?
Just here to play some football, baby. You know it.
Is it reassuring to know you're going to be here for like the next 8 years, one place?
Just take it day by day. You never know what goes on in the NFL. You see a lot of things happen, and just day by day, I'm just trying to listen to the coaches, get better. I mean, I could definitely work on some things. The last 2 days, I feel like I'm rusty a little bit, seeing some competition since I didn't go during the summer, and now I get to see all the defenses again. So that's all I'm worried about, is getting better, seeing the defenses, reading coverages and everything, going out there and get open.
You broke a lot of records last year. How are you better now than you were 6 months ago?
I mean, I'm not saying that I am. I'm not saying that I'm not. But you just got to work hard. You just got to keep on improving on your weaknesses. You got to keep on going hard in practice. You got to see what you did wrong on film last year and try and improve what you're doing wrong and try and make it better. Try and get open on linebackers, on safeties, on the times that you got covered. See what you can do, where you can shake, where you can use more, be more physical and everything. So just over on the aspect, you just want to keep on working on your weaknesses and just keep on going back on where I didn't do well and make it stronger.
Well, where didn't you? Where were your weaknesses? Because obviously you're coming off of a year where you did a lot of things right.
I mean, I do. I look at my whole game sometimes like a weakness. I mean, you're not every time out there, you're not going to get open every time, and you want to know why you didn't get open every time. I mean, could make a lot of good plays, but there's also plays where you don't get open, and blocks too. Why I didn't get the blocks down, I just go back, see why I didn't do it, and just focus on being consistent every single time to make sure I get the block or get open, and just working on it every time.
Rob, a young player like yourself who goes out and has the season that you just had can go from a relative amount of obscurity to getting a lot of national attention. You saw that with, you know, you get ankle surgery, the whole country wants to know how it is. How have you kind of handled the transition from being able to fly under the radar a little bit to now having this much media around you?
Just got to do what you've been doing since day one. And since day one, that's what got me to this, to where I am now. And it's just working hard, listening to the coaches, just doing what you got to do, going out there competing hard as you can, going out there learning your playbook, and just keep on doing what I've been doing since day one. That's what I just said.
But is it strange, though?
Sure. Yeah. It's strange a little bit. I mean, but if you're just doing what you're doing from day one, you don't really worry about it.
After the whole summer of Gronk thing and everything else, do you have something that was most memorable about the offseason to you?
Yep, how hard I trained. How much I ran, how much I studied, everything like that. Alrighty, thank you.
Thanks, Rob.